Good morning, Ms. Expert. This is Kerry speaking.
Hi, Kerry. Look, I'm just after a little advice.
Yep.
If that's all right.
Yeah, sure. What were you wanting to know?
I just don't know whether I'm being a paranoid person or what, but I've got a little budgie.
Yeah.
He's just gone through a molt, and he's been like a real cranky pants and not his usual self, stopped talking and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday I noticed he's just gone a bit funny. Like he's eating like his usual piggy self.
Yeah.
And he's a little fluffed up, but he's been fluffed up for a little while with the mole.
Yeah.
And he's sleeping a bit, which he was doing that anyway with the mole. He's spending a lot of time in the corner in his cage. He doesn't want to come out, and he usually comes out. And he's very affectionate normally, but he's not affectionate at the moment.
Yeah.
But like I put my hand in this morning and he bit me, which he does do that, but yeah. He's not on the bottom of the cage. He's on his perches. He's poos are dark with the white spot in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I just don't know whether I'm being over paranoid or, yeah.
Yeah, like definitely sounds like he should be seen. These guys do mask their symptoms very well, and with the period of going through a molt, which can be somewhat of a period of stress for them, it can bring out underlying issues that might be going on. With him being fluffed up and a little bit withdrawn and just not his usual self, I definitely would get him checked out by one of the exotic vets
and
here.
And he's still preening himself, like I caught him this morning having a good old preen.
Yeah.
Like he's doing... He's doing normal things, but he's then also not doing some normal things.
Yeah, so definitely when they start to show some signs that they're not doing normal things, they can be quite unwell. So my advice would be to definitely get them checked, him to get checked out, just to make sure that there isn't anything going on. If there is, hopefully we can get it early enough that it won't deteriorate to him being quite unwell.
Okay. I know. How much does it come to you?
Yeah, so you'll be looking at $179 for the consultation. If we need to do any crop washes or special stains on the feces to check to make sure that there's no bacteria that shouldn't be there, you'd be looking at about $50 for those, plus or minus medications and treatment, depending. But once the doctor has seen and done the assessment, he'll be able to do an estimate for you and let you know the treatment plan and costs.
I live by myself and it's a bit of a struggle, but then I don't,
Yeah, it's up to you. You can definitely just obviously provide him food and water at home, keep him in a nice quiet environment away from direct drafts and make sure he doesn't get too cold or anything. It's not getting cold at night, so that's not so much of a worry. But just at night time, maybe popping a towel just over the top half of the cage.
Yeah, I've got a little tablecloth over the back of him and a little ice tablecloth over the front of him.
Yeah, sure. And just monitor his feces and things like that. If they start changing to a dark brown to almost black colour, or if they start to become loose and runny, then that's signs that they're not well.
Well, it is dark, like a dark colour with the white in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Has it changed to what he has normally been passing or
not? I've seen that with him before, like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's sort of like, yeah. Normal.
Yeah.
To me, it's normal looking.
Yeah, sure. Well, it's up to you. I do have an appointment at 11 o'clock if you want to come in at 11.
I've got to leave here at 12 o'clock because I've got a hospital appointment myself at Prince Charles.
Yep, sure. Well, you can just see how he goes. You can definitely give us a call. We are fully booked up tomorrow and we won't have an available appointment till Monday after that. But you can see how you go. Otherwise, I do have a later appointment this afternoon if you're wanting to come in at 4 o'clock at this stage. Quickly.
I leave at 12 for my appointment at 1 and I'm normally out by 2:30, quarter to 3.
Yeah.
But I don't know whether I'd make it back in time.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, yeah, I just don't know what to do. And I've been stressing.
Yeah.
And I've been stressing
times. And... Yeah, so my advice would be, yes, we do need to see them, but you just need to work out whether that is something that you can do and we need to make a time. So if you want to have a think about it, you can give us a call back. It's up to you.
Yeah. I mean, I would like him seen, but like I said, I've got this doctor's appointment. How long would a consultation be?
Sorry, what was that?
How long would the consultation be?
We do allow roughly about 40 minutes. Obviously, we try and run as close to time as possible, but with this industry, we do get emergencies that come through, so things do put us back a little bit, but we do allow about 40 minutes for the consultation.
Yeah,
if you've got an appointment at Prince Charles at 12, you won't get out from your appointment to get over across in time.
Yeah, it's actually at 1, but I normally leave about 12.
Yeah.
Leave possibly.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do.
Well, have a think about it and give us a call back if you could make a later appointment this afternoon.
Okay. No worries. Thank you.
We'll talk to you then. Thank you. Bye.